Yes, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog it, Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, shortly after Lum and Abner heard that a wealthy-looking man from Detroit had arrived in town, they were startled to see the stranger's luxurious car stop across the street, and out of it stepped Abner's father. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library, wondering what connection Mr. Peabody has with the man from Detroit. Listen.
Well, didn't you find out nothing at all from your papa? What he was doing running around with that rich stranger yesterday and all that?
No, see, papa was in bed asleep by the time I got home from the store last night, and then this morning when I woke up, well, he was up and gone already.
Well, I do know.
But I know he must be working for that feller.
How do you know that?
Well, Elizabeth said that when he got up from a supper table last night, a couple of $10 bills fell right out of his pocket.
$10 bills?
Yes, sir. And I know good and well Papa don't generally carry them things around with him.
Why, of course not. And that's dangerous, packing that much money.
Why, sure. Elizabeth asked him where he got it, but all he'd tell her was that he's a big director now.
Big director?
Yeah.
You mean he's on the board of directors already?
Well, it sounds like it.
Granny, that don't seem possible, hardly.
Well, it must be the truth, Lum. Papa don't go around telling stories.
No, I know that, but your papa just don't seem like the executive type, so.
Why don't he?
Well, I don't know. He just don't, that's all.
Well, Papa's smart.
Yeah, I know he is, but, well, I just don't figure it could be much of a business this feller's running, that's all.
Well, he must be doing pretty good at whatever it is if he can go around throwing $10 bills around like he's doing.
Yeah, of course, they might be counterfeit bills, too. Don't forget that.
Counterfeit?
Why, sure. I don't know whether I trust that feller or not.
Huh?
Coming into town here, putting on all them airs, showing off. Your papa's just the kind of a fella that'd get took in by somebody like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds to me like Papa ain't doing so bad with him, Mom. Only been with him one day, and we know he's got at least $20. No tell how much more he's got stuffed away in that purse of his.
Yeah, but if that's counterfeit money, he's going to wind up in the penitentiary. You know that, don't you?
Well, you don't know if it's sure enough counterfeit, though, do you?
No, but I know there's something peculiar going on there.
Yes, huh?
That feller ain't up to no good, I can tell you that.
Well, how do you know he ain't, Lum?
'Cause I'm a judge of human nature, that's why.
Oh?
I can spot one of them fellers every time.
You can, huh?
There's just something about the way he talks that tells me he's a crook.
Way he talks?
Yeah, he don't fool me none.
Well, here, wait a minute. You ain't talked to him yet.
Huh?
How can you tell how he talks when you ain't even heard him?
Well, did I say that?
That's what you said you could tell by the way he talked, and you ain't talked to him.
Well, what I meant was the way he talked, the way he walked.
Huh?
I seen him walk clean from his car into Dick Huddleston's store, and that's all I need to know about a fella.
Feller just walk about 15 foot?
Good as I am at judging humans.
I don't get wait a minute, there he comes.
Who, the county fitter?
No, the director.
Who?
Papa, can't you see him coming up on the porch yonder? Doggies, look how he's walking. Just might not strut and look at him.
Just hope your papa don't lose everything he's got running around with that stranger. That's all I hope.
Well, papa ain't got nothing to lose. Well, except them two $10 bills. And even if a feller cheats him out of them, well, he'll still break even.
Well, I just hate to see an old feller like your papa get took in, that's all.
Well, if you can make them kind of wages getting took in, well, I wouldn't mind being took in a little bit myself, I don't believe.
That's more than likely just what's going to happen to you, too.
Doggie Glom, you know I believe you're just jealous.
Jealous?
Yes, sir. You're just mad because that fella appointed Papa on a board of directors instead of you.
I ain't no such a thing. I wouldn't accept no appointments from him if he got out on his hands and feet and begged me. With teardrops in his eyes.
Well, yesterday when we seen him drive up in that big black car, why, you said that he was a kind of a businessman that you wanted to get in with.
Yeah, but that was before I seen him walk.
Huh?
He's nothing but an out-and-out crook. I know that.
I don't know. Here comes Papa, though. Leastways, we'll find out all about the feller.
Yeah, I want to find out everything. Just for your papa's sake, of course. I ain't interested myself, you understand?
No. Yeah, come on in, Papa.
Morning, son. Hello, Rum.
Yeah, howdy, Mr. Peabody.
Here, Papa, take this chair here. Sit right down here now and tell us all about it.
What's that, son?
So we want to know all about this job you got as a director.
Yeah, tell us all about it, Mr. Peabody.
Yes, sir. Well, sir, boys, I'm a director.
Yeah, we know that.
Sure am. Yes, sir, I'm a director. Can you fellas change the $10 bill?
How many of them things you got anyway, Papa?
Oh, not many. Can you change it for me? That's what I...
Well, I reckon so. Can't we, Lom?
Yeah, believe so. Wait a minute, though. Let me look at one of them bills.
Now, Lom, you saw $10 bills before.
Oh, well, here. Let the boy look at it. Here, go ahead. Here, Lom. I believe they've been making them a little smaller than they used to, though.
Yeah, I know that. Been doing that for years.
Yeah, they changed that quite a few years back, Papa. They changed the bill, the size of them.
Just wanted to see something here.
What's the matter with him?
What is it, Mom?
I guess it's all right. I don't recollect whose picture's supposed to be on a $10 bill.
Well,
got them little silk threads in there, though.
It's all right. You know where.
Yeah, you never can tell, though. Here, you can have it back now.
Well, ain't you going to cash it for her?
Oh, yeah. See what we got in the cash drawer.
Yeah.
Mix it up, will you? Mix it up. A couple of fives and a little silver will do.
Tell me all about him. What's his name? What business is he in? All that.
Well, what business is who in?
That rich fella with the big car, the one you've been riding around in.
You mean B.J.,
B.J.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, that's what I call him.
That's the cutest name I ever heard, B.J. Is that his maiden or his give name?
Oh, them's his initials, son. J.B. Webster is his full name, but I just call him B.J., though.
His name's J.B. Webster, so you call him B.J., Here's your change, Mr. Peabody.
How's that, son?
If I was you, I'd be careful about what I was getting into.
Well,
don't pay no attention to him, Papa. Tell me more about this B.J. fella. What line of work is he in?
Well, I'm sort of a director for him.
I know that, but what does he do, Papa?
There's a thrifty man, son. He don't even throw nothing away. He even saves the ashes off in his cigars.
Saves the ashes off in his cigars?
Yes, sir. I wish you could have thought, son.
Sounds like he's not only crooked, but he's touching the head,
too. You ought to have saw that man. He just sits there in the back seat of his car, and every once in a while he pushes a little button, and a little silver box flies out of the side of the car, and he knocks his ashes into it and closes it back again.
For the land's sake, I reckon what are you saving them ashes for?
I don't know. It looks plumb silly. He sure done it, though.
He ain't saving them ashes, silly. That's just an ashtray he's got in there.
Huh?
I've saw them things in cars before. I've been around.
I bound you never seen a silver one, though.
I
doubt if that in silver. More likely, it's just coronium.
Huh?
Anyway, what I want to know is what line of work this feller's in. Or leastways, what he claims he's in.
Yeah, tell us that, Papa.
What's his trade, you mean?
Yeah.
What trade he follows? I'll ask B.J. that the next time I see him.
Wait a minute. You mean you don't even know the kind of business he's in? I thought you was a director for him.
Well, I am. I've done a good job of it, too, if I do say so myself.
It don't sound like it to me.
No, you leastways ought to have found out what kind of a business you got a job in, Papa.
I don't see how you can direct if you don't know what you're doing.
I don't know.
This whole thing sounds like some flying-by-night scheme, if you ask me. I'm glad I ain't mixed up in it, I can tell you that.
Yeah, don't forget about them high wages that B.J. pays, Lonnie.
Abner, don't call him B.J.
That's what Papa called him.
Well, your Papa oughtn't to call him that neither. Don't hardly know the man, even. Everybody going around calling him B.J., B.J., it's downright disgusting.
Well, Lon, maybe that's what he wants to be called.
It's plumb disgusting, I tell you. And another thing, anybody that could sit in a board of directors meeting and not even get half an idea of what's going on... Or to have his head examined.
Well, now, maybe Papa knows more than he's letting on.
Yeah, I know plenty, sir.
Yeah, well, just give us a little hint, Papa. Tell us some of the things that Mr. Webster said at your board meeting.
Well, board meeting?
Yeah, you must have sat in on one, didn't you?
The only thing I sat in was the back seat of his car. That's how I come to be a director.
Huh?
You see, he asked me if I could direct him out to where different pieces of property around here is located at, so I got in and I directed him.
For goodness sakes, is that the kind of director you are?
Yes, it sure pays good, too. Why, he give me two $10 bills.
Wait a minute, Mom, I believe that was all right.
Yeah, I'll get it. Director. Glad I never got mixed up in it. Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Lum Hendricks talking. Who?
How long you reckon this job will last, Papa?
Oh, I see.
Oh, that log, Abner.
Why, yeah, sure.
Fact says it ended yesterday.
Why, sure I can.
Ended yesterday?
Sir, right away, sir. You bet, sir. All right. Goodbye, sir. Abner, will you watch the store for a couple hours?
Couple hours? Well, where are you going, Lon?
I got to rush over to the boarding house for a business conference.
Business conference?
Yeah, with old BJ. I'll see you later.